Hollywood Spotlight, presenting an all-star review from the entertainment center of the world, Hollywood. And we're back again, friends. Yep, this is Tom Jeffrey, and I have the honor once more to be your master of ceremonies during another presentation of one of our sparkling Hollywood Spotlight reviews. We truly believe we've organized a brilliant array of talent to entertain you. First of all, two most charming young ladies, whose dexterity at the keyboards of our twin grand pianos, I'm certain, will amaze you. Then, Phil Harris and his incomparable music. Then we're also going to hear from our Hollywood troubadour, Larry Burke. And last, but not least, the original Slow Brain Through Arkansas, Bob Burns. Well, let's ask our twin pianists, Black and White, to offer their interpretation of that swell hit, Cheek to Cheek. That was really marvelous, girls, and we certainly hope to have you back on the Hollywood Spotlight again soon. Now, folks, let's ask our maestro, that young lad from the South, Phil Harris, to stomp off with a little ditty concerning one of his girlfriends. All right, Phil. Thank you.
Listen, people, while I sing. Why, it's the most peculiar thing, the way I fell in love. Oh, I didn't need to show why certain someone I love best. She treats me different from the rest. It's not an ordinary gal that I love, 'cause she was sent to me from heaven above. I'm never blue as long as I'm thinking of my extraordinary gal. She means the world and all to me, that is true. If she should ever leave me, I'd be so blue, 'cause there's no one else can give me love that is new like my extraordinary gal. She's got a lot of something I crave in her dreamy eyes, and I'll tell the world I'm only her slave, and how I idolize her personality. When skies are cloudy, that's the time that she sings. She don't want pretty clothes or big diamond rings. She wants a cottage full of cute little things. That's my extraordinary gal. Got a lot of something I crave in her dreamy eyes, and I'll tell the world I'm only her slave, but how I idolize that personality. When skies are cloudy, that's the time that she sings. She don't want those pretty clothes or big diamond rings. She wants a cottage full of cute little things. That's my extraordinary gal.
And now, yes, sir, I'm going to introduce once more the young man of the mountains, the original slow brain through Arkansas. You know, when this fellow was born, they thought he was dead, but he was only asleep, and he still seems to be in that condition. Here he is to be interviewed by your old friend, Don Wilson. Who's your interviewee, Don?
We mean none other than Bob Burns, who's just here as an Arkansas traveler and gawking around. Bob, come over here and tell me. Do you have any somnambulists in your family down in Arkansas?
Well, Don, I reckon my folks run about 50%.
Oh, you mean that half of your folks walk around in their sleep? Is that it?
No, Don, I mean they all walk around about half asleep. You know, it's kind of hard to tell what condition they're in, because one time you'll see them, they'll be half asleep. Maybe the next time you run into them, they'll be half awake. But, of course, it don't make no difference what shape they're in. They act about the same anyhow.
Well, I see what you mean, Bob. You know, habit has a great influence on a sleeping person, hasn't it?
I don't know what you mean, Don.
Well, now, if I were to walk in my sleep here in the studio, I would probably walk up and start talking over the microphone.
Yeah, I've noticed that, Don. I've often thought, I've seen you do it lots of times. Right. I've often thought how nice it'd be if we just had some way of waking you up after you got up here.
Well, that's pretty funny coming from you, Bob. Maybe the people from Arkansas are not as slow as we think they are.
Well, Don, we may be slow about a whole lot of things, but I'll tell you, we scooped the rest of the world on one thing.
Well, what was that?
We beat the rest of the world to this depression by about 40 years.
Nothing slow about Arkansas, is there? Well, Bob, you haven't told us if you are a somnambulist.
Who, me, myself?
Yeah, you yourself,
well,
none others.
I guess I've had my share of sleeping, Don. You see, I'm a natural-born dreamer.
Well, now that you're here, do you find it as you dreamed it would be?
No, Don, it seems in my sleep the audience laughs a whole lot louder than they do here. I guess I'm going through a kind of a period of awakening now, Don.
Well, Bob, I think your jokes would be better if you'd keep a straight face.
Yeah, I try to keep a straight face, Don, but you know, some of the things I say just kill me.
Well, I suppose keeping a straight face is an art.
Yeah, keeping a straight face is quite an art, Don. The audience seems to be better at it than I am.
Bob, tell me, are any of your relatives with you now?
No, Don, I did have an uncle out here from Arkansas, but I had to send him away. My wife said he wasn't fit to live in the house with us.
Well, what was the matter with your uncle?
My wife says he knew every naughty song that was ever written. And I went up to him and told him he'd have to quit singing those kind of songs in front of my wife, and he said he never sang them. And I asked my wife about it, and she says, I didn't say he sang them. I heard him whistling them.
Thank you. Yes, sirree, Bob Burns, I guess you're the original sleepwalker. Well, Larry Burke, the Hollywood troubadour, seems to be having the same trouble. Tell us all about it, Larry. In song, of course.
I woke up too soon. Hell was broken. I woke up too soon. Ending a dream. You were so beautiful. So wonderful. And so divine. There was such tenderness in your caress. You were almost mine, almost mine. But I woke up too soon. Oh, how you thrilled me. When my lips met yours, 'twas heavenly. We danced on the moon. The world was a year of June night. Make my dreams come true, my darling. I woke up too soon. Thank you.